The second scripture reading is from Romans 8, 24 and 25. For in hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Pray with me. So into our hearts and our minds and our lives this day, send your Holy Spirit. Stir us to once again look as a people of hope, to see your matchless beauty and the wonder of your redeeming love, and keep us always to bear witness in that hope, for it's ours in the beautiful name of Jesus our Savior. Amen. I have to confess to you, I love the paraments of this church, and particularly an angel with a trumpet announcing the good news of the gospel. It's sort of a reflection of me, don't you think? Don't answer that question. Just think about it. What is hope in your life? What is that hope that would inspire our hearts today? Is it the first light of a candle when the power has gone out? Is hope that moment that breaks through when for the first day you can breathe again after a bad cold? Is hope that moment that you've beaten the odds and that, yes, you've overcome that illness? Is that hope that moment that there's that little mark, or even nowadays a phrase, when you're trying to get pregnant on that little stick? Is hope that first ray of sunshine that comes through the window to the choir? It only happens 3 or 4 days a year. Yesterday evening, you know, it had rained most of the day. It was gloomy and dreary. I left the house about 4:30 to make my way over to the spiritual celebration of marriage for Leah Schulte and R.J. Rushing. And just as I was leaving the house, there was this amazing break in the clouds, and there was this ray of sunshine just as their van showed up at the front of the old chapel. And we celebrated that commitment together in the old chapel, and God's blessing of the union that will be for them this coming Saturday downtown. And in the midst of that gloom and that wonder, there was light that was filling that place. And as we finished and I got back into the car, there was raindrops falling on me again. Is that the hope that we look for? Is it hope that is the words, he's going to be okay? Is hope that flickering of maybe? No, not just maybe. Is it hope that fuels faith and dream? It is that hope that brings us to this first Sunday in Advent. But it's a hope of a much longer journey. You know the journey that was laid out for us in Scripture. The one that started with Adam and Eve in the garden, where they were walking with God and there was an intimacy with God. And yet in the midst of that intimacy and that perfection, humanity chose a different alternative. And sin enters in, and God in that moment now began that search of hope that radiates through all the ages. That brokenness that enters into the world, you and I now see God seeking to restore us and heal us and bring us back to God's self once again. That's the overall story of the Bible. It's the overall claim that you and I come seeking that life of hope. It was the hope that broke in on Abraham when he and Sarah learned of the birth of Isaac. And in that promise, God said to him in Genesis 12:3, all peoples on the earth will be blessed through you, all people will have that image of hope. Those stories of hope continued generation after generation when God would meet Jacob. Now, three generations passed from his grandfather, Abraham. He would be wrestling with God that night in Bethel. No, he's not staying up watching the Ohio State Buckeyes play till midnight. He's wrestling with God. And you and I are left in this moment to ask ourselves, are we listening to what God said to Jacob at Bethel? For in Genesis 28, God says, I will not leave you until I've done what I have promised you. This sense of hope breaking through is the story of the people in Scripture, and time and again, when it would seem as if there is no hope, God's word remains steadfast. There is that moment when you and I once again cry out for God, and we become just like the people of Israel. When things are good, our cries seem less urgent. When we're in deep despair, our cries are utmost. And yet God still remains constant, steadfast hope. He willingly seeks to make things right again. And for you and me, that moment of being made right is this advent of hope. Prophet Isaiah this morning in the scripture passage that was read by Jay identifies the beginning of a treaty out of which Isaiah would speak to the people of Israel words of hope. For the prophet, his nation had already been carried off into captivity. There were those who were tormented by the occupying armies. And yet Isaiah would speak this promise. Therefore, the Lord himself will make you a sign. Do you remember that? This child will be born and you'll call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. That is that hope that the prophet speaks. The voice of Isaiah might likely be, of all the scripture writers, the voice of hope. For here in this passage and then later on, he begins in chapter 9 by saying, the people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. On those who live in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. And you know that even more eloquent and beautiful phrase made best known to us by a little musician. Anybody familiar with a piece that was written in 1741? Oh, yeah, okay, they said it. The Messiah, Red Candle, uses the words of Isaiah the prophet to speak to us about a child who was born, a son who was given. All in this opening monologue, Isaiah is speaking to us about this nature of hope that even back in 1741 needed to speak to the nations who find themselves in a land of deep darkness. You and I live in such a moment of hope, for hope is still alive, even in our deepest pain and our darkest moments. Hope is alive because, as the writer of Scripture says to us, the sign is God is with us. So how can we find hope in our lives today? How can that hope be centered around who you and I would believe? Well, first and foremost, we begin to discern hope out of Scripture. The tale of the entire Bible is that of a God who seeks after us, redeeming us and reconciling us back to himself through Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. That word of hope is radiant when we read and study it. And so maybe during this Advent season, a period when, yes, there's many things to do, you'd choose to just read a portion of Scripture. Maybe you'll start by reading Isaiah. Maybe you'll choose another work out of the New Testament, a work that Paul would write maybe to the church in Rome. All of those places where he would speak about God's hope for the people of faith. The scriptures are full of stories, somewhat of almost supernatural, miraculous hope. And yet we also know that the biblical hope is found in ordinary moments and in rare needs. Hope came to me a few years ago when the hurricane blew through the Dayton area where we were living at the time. You were probably affected by the power outages as well, but our home was devastated for over 2 weeks without power, without hope. The neighbor next door brought his little compressor over, and we ran the extension cord to the refrigerator to keep things fresh. Hope still was in the midst of that. Every afternoon, I was out in the backyard fighting the Coleman stove to try and heat and make dinner, and we were kind of trying to make this one of those, you know, stoic camping experiences. All of which you're just mumbling to yourself, and you're fumbling, and you're depressed, and you're thinking, when will this ever end? Till ultimately the light in my brilliant mind comes on to recognize that the stovetop that we had was a gas stove. Sometimes we need to be a people of hope. Electronic starters don't need to speak to our hearts. The flame of God burns deep within us. And yes, not only does Scripture speak of hope, it causes us to understand the character of God. For the second way in which we're moved to find hope is to focus on God's character. What he promises, just as he promised to Jacob, just as he promised to Abraham, every generation in this long tapestry of humanity, where is he speaking hope to us today? To fulfill a restoration of God's creation, to give us a moment in which Jesus would say to his disciples, after everything had been in their lives turned upside down, he gathers them on a mountain, and in Matthew 28, Jesus says, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Do we believe such words of hope, that they become the character of God who stands steadfast with us, even when everybody else fails us, even when our own circumstances seem impossible? And yes, we find hope not only in the character of God, but most importantly in the faithfulness of God. God at work in and through our lives in every moment, in every expression, maybe in recent days, maybe in times ago, it does not matter, but take stock of your life and discover, when did it cross paths with God? And when did God cross paths with you? Sometimes, as we spoke last week, gratitude is an inspiration of hope. Sometimes, as we have done the weeks before, offered thanksgiving as hope. Sometimes we need to acknowledge and inspire through appreciation hope. Listening to Jeremiah the prophet, he says these words in chapter 33. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I have made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land, in whose days Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the word by which we heard the Lord speak. The Lord is our righteousness. The very song that the choir sang for us. The very invitation to believe hope. Not a hope of the past, not a hope just of the present. A hope of the sure promise of the future, that God's faithfulness will remain and that God is with us if we will only look with eyes of hope. The table of the Lord is always given as a gift.